It's been on the drawing board for some time. In fact, the previous administration, given it a parliamentary approval, it's been on the drawing board for some time now. We've been talking about it. The government and we were all part of the stakeholders who were engaged. Basically, we're trying to introduce what we call the Coca-Cola model, whereby you just go with your, there will be shops where gas would have been filled, cylinders would have been filled already. So you just take your used cylinder and pick another one. That the whole idea was to get rid of all the stations that have living with us and with all the challenges that we have. So it's in, from a pure safety point of view, and also to make sure that there's some sanity in the business, I think it's a good policy. Whether or not we'll be able to implement it, I'm not sure, because it faced a lot of opposition from the existing retail outlets. And it's part of the reason why the previous administration couldn't, the cabinet couldn't give the policy its approval. But I think it's a good way forward to sanitize the market, and also to make sure that we reduce to the barest minimum the dangers associated with having those stations so close to where people live and work.
But in terms of costs, would it be less or expensive for the consumer?
It's going to be the same. It's not going to affect what you pay. It's even going to be easier for you to, because all the cylinders you and I have will no longer be recognized. They're going to be branded cylinders.
Executive Director, Kumasi Institute of Technology and Environment, Ishmael Ajikumhene.